All right. All right, we'd like to welcome everybody out to the Wednesday, January 3rd, Harriman City regular Planning Commission meeting. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. We'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, and our own Sheldon Howell will be leading us in that.
Okay, repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sheldon. We do have a full quorum today. Appreciate everybody being here. We also have all of our alternates as well. So we do have one item on the agenda today, and just ask if there's any conflicts of interest by any member of the Planning Commission for tonight. Yep. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 3.4, which is an approval of our meeting minutes for the December 6th Planning Commission meeting. Anybody had an opportunity to review
it? I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for December 6th.
I have a motion by Heather.
I'll second that.
Second by Brody. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We'll move on to item 4.1, which is a consideration of a conditional use amendment for the site plan. Sheldon.
So this is a request for a conditional use amendment. So this is for, a previously approved site for the Come and Go, which changed ownership. Now it's I'm just so confused. It's Come and Go, Good Go. So anyways, so this was previously approved back in May of 2023 as a Come and Go. It's since changed ownership. The building's still in the construction process. And doing that, being that it changed ownerships, The owners would like to actually amend some of the approved exterior finishes and et cetera to just incorporate their branding details. So what they're proposing is adding an entrance tower, which is about 17 by 27 feet, changing out some of the finishes, like their accent colors from silver or clear anodized to a bronze. The brick and stone will remain the same as which was originally approved. The storefront is going to remain clear anodized aluminum. This is due to the fact that the storefront has already been installed and glazed in the shell. So for them to replace it, to tear it out, to change the color, just was prohibitive for them at this time. The fuel canopy will go from a silver exterior finish to a come and go orange.
Good to go orange.
And again, yeah, and the impact of the site plan is just adding that actual entrance tower. So there's the site plan. You can see the two squares here on the front of this little large section. That's the position of where the entrance tower will go. Here's a comparison of what they're proposing to the original approval. So you can see, obviously, they're not changing much of the exterior other than colors than adding that exterior, that entrance tower. The parking canopies will go from, again, as I mentioned, from silver to the come and go orange. They are proposing a brick wainscoting on the actual on the post there in the gas station, as previously they were not on the original come and go. Staff has reviewed the request. It does meet all the conditional use standards, the base zoning standards, and obviously engineering didn't really have any concerns with the proposal. That being said, staff does recommend approval with the following conditions. Any questions for me?
Any questions for Sheldon? Seems pretty straightforward. Okay.
The applicant is online, and there's two representatives here from Good to Go as well.
Yeah, we'll allow the applicant to provide any comment or any additional information if they would like. Okay. Jim, no, thank you. Is there any questions for the applicant? None either. All right.
Looks good.
Thank you. No, it looks good to us as well. We'll go ahead and have any discussion or if there's any motion, any thoughts from the Planning Commission to talk about.
Did they have any comments or?
We're the contractor.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, Jim's the applicant, so.
Gotcha.
Yep. Okay. Seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I like the look as well. take a pitch.
I'd like to make a motion to approve item 4.1, consideration of conditional use amendment for the site plan and building elevations of Good to Go convenience store.
With the staff's?
With the staff's five conditions.
Okay, very good. We have a motion by Brody.
I'll second that.
A second by Jackson. We'll do a roll call vote. Brody?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
All right, that motion passes. Thank you. All right, that was the only item. Thank you, Jim. That was the only item on our agenda tonight. Is there any comments from anyone on the commission tonight? All right, with that, next city council meeting will be a week from today on January 10th, and 2 weeks from today will be our next planning commission meeting. I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
A motion by Adam. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Heather. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Do we time that short and sweet?